Going online.
All right, we're ready.
Is money.
He's in St. Thomas.
You're getting.
In St. Thomas.
Really?
For two.
Sound call. Yeah, no noise, and you're getting roomy.
Right.
Five people could fit in there without.
Lucky
without
dog.
Bumping into you.
That's one of the best deals on the road right now, but I don't know how long that's going to last because
good.
Cooking the oil? They're going to start selling. Like,
right. Well,
they're selling.
Yeah.
Drive.
And
there is no beach. I don't care. Is that how it is every 4 years?
Another Janice. What's the other one next?
Good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday, June 26, 2012. Call this meeting to order. If everyone could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. We'd all face the flag and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Grohl?
Here.
Mr. Cardia?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Mr. Patrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Rabbit?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, present, one out.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Weiner did notify council in advance of his absence of council this night. Yeah. Moving on, approval of minutes. Anyone, member of council, have any corrections, amendments to the minutes of the meeting, June 12, 2012?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hearing none, there's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes are approved. Moving on, new announcements from members of council. Councilman Smiley.
I just have a question, using my being my usual self. Is there a return date for Councilman Weiner?
You are all thinking it cut me a break.
Is he
okay.
Ill? Is he
withdrawn?
Ill?
No, even the council's leaving.
Thank you, Councilman. We do not yet have a definite return date, so.
Okay.
You can send your contributions to Extend Vacation to P.O. Box. Moving on, item, no more announcements. Oh, sorry, Councilman Retta.
I got preoccupied, too. Resolution 12-100, I will be withdrawing it.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other announcements, members of council? Seeing none, let's move on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 12081, revised zoning map number 2, Southside, Old Lancaster Pike, east side of King's Grant Road, and surrounded by Charter Oaks. 12.46 acres from NC21 Neighborhood Conservation to SP Suburban Transition, even amend the comprehensive plan. Consistent therewith, Ordinance 12082, amend the capital budget, appropriate $79,000 of funding for the stormwater basin renovation project. Ordinance 12083, amend the FY 2012 annual operating budget, appropriate $2,287,526 of State of Delaware funding to the Department of Public Safety for the annual paternal order of police pension contribution.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the July 10th, 2012 meeting, with the exception of those items that require Board or Commission recommendations. Moving on to reports from Select and Special Committees. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. At 1:30 today, the Finance Committee met in the 8th floor conference room, discussed items on this evening's agenda, and approved a couple of grants.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, the Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we considered six ordinances related to grants that are included on our agenda tonight.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Economic Development Committee met at 4:30 today and had a presentation on the sea level rise and how that could ultimately affect Newcastle County.
Are we good for tonight?
Depends on how long you talk.
We'll keep it short.
Motion to adjourn. I have an extra pair of swimmies.
Any other reports from select special committees? Seeing none. Moving on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a member of council or by the public if further discussion is desired. Urge the public to speak up if there is a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed?
There's only one.
Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
So moved.
There's a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vetta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution, the consent calendar has been passed, which is Resolution 12-096. And asked consideration of the sponsors if I could be added to the resolution.
You signed it, so you were on it.
There you
and
go.
I said you were there. You were in spirit, along with Councilman Bell.
Fantastic. Thank you, Councilman Powers. Moving on, item G.
Presented it.
Very good. Any member, moving on to item G in the agenda tonight, any member of council wishing to make a presentation? I don't have anything on my agenda. Seeing none. Moving on to items removed from the consent calendar, other resolutions. Resolution 12-097, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that resolution R12-097 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-097. Authorizing execution of certain
contracts. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, briefly, this allows for the authorization of 16 contracts. 50% of the contracts are involved the operation, supplies, and such for the libraries. Others are pass-through fundings for nonprofits that help benefit the residents of Newcastle County.
Any members of council have any questions or comment on the subject matter of this resolution? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-097, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-097.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Vetta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-097 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-098, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that R12-098 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-098, a resolution prescribing the details and form and providing for the sale of general obligation bonds in Newcastle County.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, council has previously unanimously approved the capital projects program as well as the maximum allowable for the bonding. This just lays out the process by which the bonding would move forward.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-098, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-098.
Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vetta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-098 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-099, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that R12-099 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 12-099, authorizing the county executive to sign a lease with Jusco Enterprises LP for the lease of 205B to 207 Old Church and Grove to paramedic station number 3.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. We discussed this in quite a bit of detail in committee, and the only thing that I think we would state on the floor is the fact that we recognize the efforts of the administration in attempting to lease a different property and maintain a much healthier environment for our paramedics for paramedic station number 2. This legislation or resolution will allow for a 5-year lease period with extensions of 2 additional 5-year lease periods. And we will continue to work with the administration and emergency services to try to find paramedic station number 2 a permanent home over the next 5 years. So, like I say, the bottom line is that they're in what is not a very healthy and sometimes very deplorable condition right now at the maintenance base, and this will allow them to have a station that they certainly deserve as paramedic professionals.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-099, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-099.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Rovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Ratta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Roll call, 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-099 is approved. Resolution 12-0100 has been withdrawn at the request of the sponsor. Moving on to ordinances. Ordinance 12-069, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I'd like Ordinance 12-069 to be read by title only. Place before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 12-069, FY 2012 operating budget reduced the County Executive Office of Economic Development operating budget by $8,000 in order to provide funding for the Route 9 and 13 Economic Development Study Grant and the Community Economic Development Planning and Project Program.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, this ordinance and the following ordinance are companion pieces that address looking at the Route 913 corridor, and I know that this is in the council district of J Street, and I want to compliment the administration and councilmen for these kind of initiatives I know that will pay off in the long term. And just reading from the synopsis, to reduce by $8,000 the County Executive's Office of Economic Development FY 2012 approved operating budget and transfer $4,000 each to the Route 913 Economic Development Study Grant and the Community Economic Development Planning and Projects Program Grant. In order to complete this transaction, Ordinance Number 12-070 must also be passed. And I think it's great that we're in a time where these older parts of Newcastle County are getting the attention that is long overdue, and I think this is a type of initiative that's going to open a lot of windows of opportunity for the Route 913 corridor.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Street.
Just clarification, the area that the project is going in is also shared with Councilman Smiley and, Route 13 after you get past the I-95 overpass, everything south of that is in Councilman Smiley's district. So I want to make sure the record was clear on that.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions, comments concerning Resolution 12, Ordinance 12-069? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-069, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-069.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Ratta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Warren? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-069 is approved. Moving on to the companion ordinance, Ordinance 12-070. Councilman Cartier, back to you.
Yes, I'd like Ordinance number 12-070 to be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Ordinance 12-070, amendment grants budget appropriate $4,000 to the Route 9, Route 13 Economic Development Study Grant, and $4,000 to the Community Economic Development Planning and Projects Program Grant.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this is the companion piece for the prior ordinance. This makes this action transferring funds possible and per title.
Questions, comments, members of Council? Hearing none, open floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-070, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-070.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horvath?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman? President, roll call bill
12-1. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-070 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 12-071, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to combine Ordinance number 071 with Ordinance number 073, as we discussed earlier. These two ordinances has to do with the summer youth program, and 7073 is necessary for 071 to be effective. And to summarize what's going on here, there's a grant from the state for $51,902 for summer youth program, and ordinance number 012073 is the county's portion of that, $40,000 coming from the county executive and $40,000 coming from the Newcastle County Council, and these two combined will help support the summer youth program.
Thank you, Councilman. And we have a motion. I heard a motion to combine for consideration purposes Ordinance 12-071 and 12-073. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Councilman Holland.
Move that ordinance numbers 12-071 and 12-073 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-071, amend the grants budget appropriate $51,902 in state and Delaware funds and $80,000 in Newcastle County FY 2012 operating budget funds to 2012 summer youth employment grant for the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 12-073, amend the FY 2012 operating budget, reduce the county council and county executive contingencies by $40,000 each in order to provide funding for the 2012 summer youth employment grant.
Councilman Hollins.
Per title, Mr. President, for both ordinances.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any questions, comments, members of Council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on Ordinance 12-071 or 12-073, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinances 12-071 and 12-073.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Dillon?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Horvath?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Redding?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, roll call the bill 12, yes, one absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinances 12-071 and ordinance 12-073 are approved. Moving on, Ordinance 12-072, Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that 12-072 and 12-074 will be considered together, so we'll be going a little out of order.
Second.
Motion has been made to combine for consideration purposes Ordinance 12-072 and 12-074. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Councilwoman Diller, Ordinance 12-072.
Yes, I ask that 12-072 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Along with Ordinance 12-074. Second.
Ordinance 12-072, amend the FY 2012 operating budget, reduce the county executive's contingency account within the FY 2012 approved operating budget by $8,431 to provide the funding for the summer recreation camps grant administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 12074, amend the grants budget appropriating funding of $8,431 from the FY 2012 operating budget to the summer recreation camps grant administered by the Department of Community Services.
Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, per title, we discussed this in the Community Services Committee, moving money from the County Executive Contingency Fund into Community Services.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinances 12-072 and 12-074, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 12-072 and 12-074.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Taggart?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-072 and ordinance 12-074 are approved. Moving on, ordinance 12-075, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-075 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-075, amend the FY 2013 operating budget, reduce the FY 2013 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety Office of Emergency Management, $380,357 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2013.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. As per discussion in the committee meeting today, this will enable our emergency, the match for our emergency management operation.
Thank you, Councilman. Any member of council have any questions or comments on the subject matter of this ordinance? Seeing none, open floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinance 12-075, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 12-075.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner? Mr. President, the roll call deals 12 yes, 1 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-075 is approved. Moving on, ordinance 12-076, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 12-076 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-076, amend the grants budget appropriate $244,960 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency, $3,357 in local funding from Newcastle County, and $45,127 in private funding from Public Service Enterprise Group Nuclear to fund the operation of the Office of Emergency Management for 2013.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. This is a companion ordinance to the one we just passed. It will appropriate $244,960 from the federal government and another $45,127 from the Public Service Enterprise Group. And all together, this is what we just matched.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinance 12-076, please step forward. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 12-076.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-076 is approved. Moving on, ordinance 12-077, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-077 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-077, amend the grants budget appropriating an additional $75,000 in federal funding from the Department of Homeland Security Federal Emergency Management Agency to the FY 2012 Emergency Management Grant for Emergency Planning and Operations.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. This is the third piece of this, and this provides $75,000 from Homeland Security to FEMA.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of council have any questions or comments on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-077? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to comment on Ordinance 12-077, please so indicate at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-077.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Kovac?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Nevada?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Ms. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tockett?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-077 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 12-078, Councilman Retta.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have Ordinance 12-078 placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 12-078, amended grants budget to establish the code book revolving fund for the purchase and resale of international code books and to appropriate up to $154,000 in anticipated revenue to be collected from the resale of code books provided by the Department of Land Use.
Councilman Retta.
Thank you. The title gives in depth of what this is. The monies that have been collected will go right back into for purchase of new books, or so we can have that ready for the next fiscal book year. These books will be coming from the International Code Book, will be a 2006 book. And
thank you, Councilman. And just for clarification purposes, Ordinance 12-078 appropriates $154,500. In case there's any confusion about the amount. Any questions, comments, members of council? Oh. So which is the right number? The one we said? All right. Fantastic. Any further questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none. Open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to comment on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-078, please stand to the right, take an orderly place in line, sign up next to Councilman Smiley, and proceed with all due caution. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-078.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-078 is approved. Moving on to substitute number one to Ordinance 12-079, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I'm on request that Ordinance numbers 12-079 and 12-080 be read together because they are compatible.
Second.
We have a motion to combine substitute number 1 to Ordinance 12-079 and substitute number 1 to Ordinance 12-080. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. These two ordinances together reduce our county council's operating budget. Mostly money's taken from...
Move to read into the record, Councilman. Sorry.
Second.
He said that.
Okay. I move that ordinances number 12-079 and 12-080 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration and adoption.
Thank you, Councilman. Second.
Second.
FY 2012 operating budget in order to provide funding for the summer youth employment program. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 12-080, amend the grants budget to provide funding in 2012 summer youth employment grant to the Department of Community Services.
Councilor Street.
Yes, Mr. President. These two together take office monies that were not spent by council members and places it in the summer youth program.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of substitute number one, ordinance 12-079, substitute number one, ordinance 12-080, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one, ordinance 12-079, and substitute number one, ordinance 12-080.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Holland.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Wyman. Mr. President, the roll call votes 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance substitute number one to ordinance 12-079 and substitute number one to ordinance 12-080 is approved. Moving on to item J. I'm not aware of any item J on my calendar. Any member of council aware of time sensitive or honorary resolutions? Seeing none, move to item K, introduction of consideration of emergency ordinances. Any council member aware of any consideration of emergency ordinances? Seeing none, move on to item L, public comment. Any member of the public wish to address council at this time? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President. Very briefly, I want to take this opportunity on the this council meeting, which will be the council meeting before we go and have the renewed Rockwood Ice Cream Festival. I just want to take time on the public record to recognize the efforts by the administration, all the folks in the administration that have been able to bring about a revival of Rockwood Ice Cream Festival on a very financially sustainable basis in partnership with Mr. Barry Schlecker, who is pretty famous for reviving the Bernie Wayne Arts Festival. So we're looking forward on July 7th and 8th to having a great family-friendly festival and event at Rockwood. I can tell you that a lot of people in the district that I serve in are extremely interested in participating and visiting. Other good news about Rockwood, we've got some big capital projects in line. A new roof is coming for the actual Rockwood Mansion itself, which is needed. Also, with this partnership that's been struck between the administration and the Friends of Rockwood in a renewed fashion, the Friends of Rockwood have lined up, significant capital dollars through a grant for the Crystal Trust to be able to rebuild the conservatory. So Rockwood, which is, I would consider one of the great treasures of this county, a great jewel of a property, open to the public. We've got a lot of great events coming there, a lot of new investment, and I think we're putting Rockwood on a path of, financial sustainability and maintaining the excellent programs that are there. And also, we're going to have very soon the Shakespeare Festival, which I think is in its 10th year at the site. So I just want to extend my congratulations and thanks to the administration for all this great work that they've done over the past few months to, give some proper attention to the Rockwood Park and Museum.
Thank you, Councilman. And although the hour is getting late, let me take a moment to really echo your comments. Barry Schlecker, in him stepping up and reviving this festival, after reviving the Brandywine Arts Festival, after successfully being involved in the Newark Film Festival, tremendous asset to our state, to our county, to help advertise Rockwood Mansion, to help people bring people there at no cost to the county and benefit the county, is a fantastic undertaking. And I really just tip my hat to the private sector for stepping up, making that commitment, and working with the county and the administration to get that done. It's going to be a tremendous festival, July 7th and 8th. Everybody come on out. It's on the Greenway. You can get from the Brandywine River all the way up to Rockwood if it's a good day on the Greenways Trail. So everybody please, everybody in the audience, grab six friends and bring them on by. Councilman Smiley, you look like
you're
saying.
As I'm sure Shakespeare once said, motion to adjourn.
He's
done. I'm sorry.
Councilman Street.
I'm glad y'all are happy about Rockwood. And, when other things happen in other folks' district, I've not gotten in the way. I've applauded it. We got a skate park. We got Glasgow Park. We got Carousel. We got a brand new library with Claymont Brick. We got a Barf Park and all that for the dogs to go somewhere. I got one little swimming pool in Charette Park. And the fact of the matter is, July the 4th, 1994, I was director of Wilmington Parks and Recreation. Little boy drowned on the boat ramp. The following summer, I was no longer there. And I had a whole lot of things that I had to do with the city administration at the time to see to it that nobody else drowned on my watch. Well, when I was campaigning in 2004, the first thing I saw was there was no night watchman in Charette Park, at the swimming pool. I asked Dane County Executive Chris Coons to see to it there was a night watchman. We worked some things out. I asked this administration this year because the contract transferred from Rose Hill to the Civic Association to see to it there was a night watchman. I assumed until I came in this meeting tonight and got a phone call from the person running the pool in the Civic Association president asking me for some additional support to see to it nobody could get over the fence that we had a watchman. Well, there is none. Had I known the administration was not going to provide that and not going to secure it the way I think it needs to be secured, then my office money, instead of going to the Summer Youth Program, would have gone for that purpose. So while everybody's got their little Taj Mahal libraries and all these things, I got this one swimming pool that operates 3 days a month, I mean 3 months out of the year, and I can't get it secured. So I'm asking the administration to do one thing by tomorrow morning, either secure the damn pool or take the water the hell out. Because ain't nobody going to drown on my watch without me screaming about it. No other swimming pool that's outside is not protected at night. So they can do what they want to do. I'm asking them to do one or two things. And I'm going to say it again. Either secure it or take the water the hell out. And then the answer to the community is why you did it. But to have that pool sitting out there and knowing in that community that kids can get in it at night, folks can be doing the wrong thing and decide they're going to go swimming and drown. It's not going to happen on my watch without me saying something about it. And I don't appreciate the fact, okay, if the answer is no, then tell me no. But damn it, tell me. Don't wait till the pool opens and then turn around and I find out after kids are already in the water and it's already being used. If I ask you, you tell me no, that's fine. Because I'd have said don't put the water there in the first place. But at the point where I asked you and I had the right to assume it was going forward and now there's no protection, either protect it or so I'm going to say it again. If they get mad, they'll get over it. Okay? Either protect it or take the water the hell out tonight.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments, members of council? Any other public comment? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion adjourned in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.